Ally.com.
Players up. Republicans want Rice to testify on Benghazi. And why couldn't I be the person to find the Salvador Dali etching at the Goodwill store? Ooh, that's a crazy, crazy oddball story. We'll get to that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you spent it with the family, raking leaves, watching some football. I don't know. Maybe you had a chance to at least carve out some chillax time. If not, Thanksgiving is here, and you know what that means. Yeah, that tryptophan diet where you feel like you've had so much food to eat. It's very hard to resist. It is the eating season. We can't help ourselves. Everybody brings tons of food wherever they go. Candies, cookies, cakes, pies, and then, of course, the main fare, which is turkey and stuffing and those mashed potatoes and corn and cranberries and everything else in between. Ooh. Makes you hungry for Thanksgiving dinner, doesn't it? We're going to talk turkey in our next show. Start thinking about this. The biggest turkeys of the year. Who makes your list? Plus, an early nail the score. We'll do that Tuesday into Wednesday. It's very easy. You could hate football. All you have to do is just like circling lottery numbers. Once our supercomputer picks the game of the week, you say who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. How about that? It's interesting that the world's biggest liar competition happened over the weekend, and you've got all this nonsense going on and name-calling in the Benghazi situation. Republicans are saying that, you know, it's time to really turn up the heat and cut the nonsense about Susan Rice, who's the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. She's the possible nominee to replace Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State. And I think that's what scares the bejesus out of the Republicans. They do not want Rice in there. And part of that is because of the comments that she made after the September attacks that killed the Americans in Libya with the ambassador and the three others on September 11th. So John McCain's not letting up, and Lindsey Graham, they're not letting up. They're not backing down from the vow that they made to oppose any attempt by the press to put Rice into a cabinet spot that would require any confirmation. Both say she's got a lot of explaining to do, which means she's going to have to testify behind closed doors or in an open forum, but either way, she's going to have to testify as to comments that she made about what happened in Benghazi being a reaction to the Prophet Muhammad film that the crowd was whipped up. It was a spontaneous thing, just like in Cairo when you had crowds jumping on the top, you know, right at the gate of the embassy. This was a whole different ballgame, as we certainly now know. And the Benghazi situation is not going away. So there's going to be testimony on it. Even the Democrats want to see that happen. Like Dianne Feinstein says this, that she doesn't, that she feels that there's some explaining to do as to who started the narrative and what were the talking points. So she wants to know what that is. And so just release it. Just tell us the whole story. Give us not the Cliff Notes version, but what happened so we can move on and figure out, okay, here's what happened. Here's what should have happened. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Although we all have our own versions of that, to be sure. Petraeus lawyered up, and of course he's going to lawyer up. Who knows what happens after this scandal that had him resigning into one weekend and had the media like moths to a flame all over everyone related to him the next week as the former CIA director. Hey, dude, you're fair game. So he hired a Washington lawyer to help him navigate whatever the fallout's going to be, because this ended his Washington career. The lawyer is a guy named Robert Barnett, and he's from a big firm. I only say this because you're going to start to hear his name a bunch. He's from a big firm that's known for negotiating book deals for political people. From, check this out, President Obama to Sarah Palin. And he'll probably help Petraeus as he gets out of this, as he gets out of government life. And I don't know, we think there'll be a book. Would you be interested in a book by General Petraeus? Frankly, you know what, I think it's very sad because we lose a really good general. I think he knew what he was doing, from all accounts, by people I talked to in the military. Didn't matter where they landed politically, they liked Petraeus and really thought he took the bull by the horns in Iraq and tried to do the same thing in Afghanistan. So we, the American people, lose out when we get into situations where we need the chess player, the military, lifelong, dedicated general. And no one would say he wasn't dedicated to his career. Unfortunately, he took the bait. He took the bait, and he did it. And then ultimately, she brings him down after a plethora of emails to some other woman. We know that saga. We don't have to go down that road again. And so what's next for him is probably eventually, maybe eventually, a book deal. You know, who knows? In the meantime, what happened, not so much from Petraeus' point of view, because he's already testified about the Benghazi stuff, and if he has to do that in an open forum, I don't think he would be worried about that. I think it's now really more about the grilling of what I just mentioned, Susan Rice, because the Obama administration really wants, or Obama really wants her to jump into Hillary Clinton's role, but they're going to fight that tooth and nail. So this looks like a serious block. You know, like tic-tac-toe, my ex takes yours. It looks like that is going to happen here. And will she testify? She's going to have to testify if called in these situations where they're talking about it, about Benghazi. But will she have a crack at the Secretary of State? I'm going to say it's going to be a lot tougher as a result to snap that up because of the pressure that she had no idea what was really going on, or she just went with what she was told to go with, and either way, she's a sacrificial lamb, and that very well could be the story. And if it is, then there's no way she becomes Secretary of State, because it's a block. We haven't talked too much lately about the after effects of Sandy, but the Environmental Protection Agency is now extending its what they call emergency waivers for clean fuel rules for Jersey and New York because of the damage that's preventing fuel distribution to some of the hard-hit areas, and it's making it tough on those people. They had been set to expire on November 20th. But Governor Christie from New Jersey and Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, asked the EPA to extend them because of the shortages. And the EPA says it's going to continue to waive clean gasoline and diesel requirements until December 7th. Because there's no way they can get that in and get that to people if they didn't have that wave. But kind of you wonder how much of that's being distributed. And then to what cost by doing that in those really populated areas, which, by the way, they have those decisions to make on the whole rebuilding thing. All right, we're booting to the next segment. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Their goal isn't punishment, it's power, it's acquisition. But Carlisle might not ask you to fight, but I will. For the sake of my family, but also for yours. And for the way you want to live. The Pax will fight. We've never been afraid of vampires.
Admit it, you probably went to see Twilight, didn't you? The final installment, Breaking Dawn Part 2. Well, they raked in the do-re-mi at the box office, so somebody went to go and see the vampires and the werewolves and the teenagers and all that stuff. $144 million. Wow, that's incredible. And they're going to go well over, too. Who knows what in the end what the total box office will be, because we're into the movie season. Next week is Thanksgiving. Lots of people are off. They'll go and see the movie. So it was number one, without a doubt. We could have really stuck that in one of our counting segments, the Week in Count segment. But I think it deserved a segment of its own. While all this other nonsense is going on, serious stuff, Israel being shelled with rockets and then stopping the majority of them, the Hamas folks in Gaza also taking a shellacking, whether it's going to be peace brokered by Bill Clinton, the Benghazi situation, can we please have a narrative? Let's have a final draft instead of 3 or 4 or 5 or 10, 15 different versions of it, because there's no let up until that happens. And then just the fallout from the election is what's going to happen with the tax cuts. Financially, where are we going? Are we going to be taxed? Are we going to be dealing with cuts? What happens? What happens at the tail end of the year? And the answer is maybe not a lot, because we got lame duckers going on. However, they have to decide on a method to brokering some kind of a deal or something when it comes to the financial picture in D.C. because you've got things that are expiring. And I think the decision is quite obvious what it's going to be. It's going to be a Band-Aid. Whatever form it takes, it'll be some kind of a Band-Aid to push it off until 3 or 2 months down the road, whatever it takes getting into the new year. And this is what how we currently always do business in Washington. If it hurts, just put a Band-Aid on the boo-boo, and then, slowly we'll peel it off, and maybe eventually someone will solve the problem. But I'm not going to solve it. I'm not doing that now. I'm not, the holidays are here. No, the timing. Because that's why we keep getting to this position. We just keep covering ourselves in Band-Aids. So I predict it's pretty easy. We're going to see a Band-Aid. And it'll be a big announcement at the last second. Here's what we decided to do, and then we're going to put a date on it, and then we're going to come back and deal with the situation and figure out some other areas that we can do this, this, or this. So some kind of a mini compromise that won't hurt too badly, and then slap that old Band-Aid on it. And there you go. Problem solved. But is the problem solved? And the answer is no. On our next show, I've mentioned this a couple of times, we're going to do biggest turkeys of the year. Don't forget about that. It's going to be fun. We'll have a lot of fun with that. Guarantee every single one of you has at least 3 on your list. Unless you're Izzy, she's probably got 15. So one of my turkeys, and this is a layup one, I'm not going to give you all my good people, but Andy Reid, take a listen to what he said after the Eagles got shellacked by the Redskins. See, he's silent because he knows I'm beating him up on these airwaves. So he, with his big walrus mustache and his little list of plays that he thinks that he's not showing the tell where he puts it up to his mouth. Here's what Andy Reid had to say after getting just butt-whipped by the Redskins.
I take full responsibility for that. That's my it's my fault that that's the way it's going.
It's your fault, so you need to move on. Why Jeffrey Lurie, the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, does not make a change there? Listen, at one time he was great for the team, but he's been there way too long. Sometimes you have to make a change to see a lift in the people in the locker room. And you got to, I think you got to do it now, or the people in Philly are going to continue to see the subpar performances by the athletes who are making, you know, millions of dollars. And it's time to make take a serious look at the coaching side of this thing. So I'd say the biggest turkey is Andy Reid, because somehow he's got a massive job security in Philadelphia, and I don't get it. I don't understand why they don't make a move, because they don't care as much. The Lurie's don't care as much because they're Hollywood people. It's not about football. Or they care, but they like the guy, and so it's easy peasy, so whatever. Makes absolutely no sense. So there's one turkey, but that's a layup. I got really good people in the next show. So remember, if you want to chime in on the turkeys, start thinking about them, and guarantee a couple of them will pop into your head, and we're going to do that on the next show. I mentioned this. Somebody dropped off an etching at a Goodwill store in Tacoma, Washington. We have people listening to us in Tacoma. Hello to all of you. It wasn't that, you know, Velvet Elvis kind of deal. It was drawn by surrealist and mustached man Salvador Dali. Yep, Goodwill made the most of the find. They put the piece of art up for auction. The highest bid, $7,505. Wow. I mean, how does that happen? How does it happen that this turns out to be a work of art and the person turns it up and didn't know? Or did they know when they were trying to help Goodwill? I don't think so. I don't think so. You hear about these stories all the time. Oh, someone threw a painting and it was in the, you scraped behind it and then it was actually really something else. I never get that lucky. Anyone out there ever have that happen to them? Wow, you had no idea. You're holding a fine piece of art. It's an original Andy Warhol. It would be pretty cool, though. I mean, that's like found money, right? And it's found money because that's a lot of money for something that gets taken into Goodwill. I mentioned that the annual Biggest Liar competition happened in England, and that they try to find the biggest liar in the world. So each contestant gets 5 minutes to come up with the best fib in the contest. They founded it, this contest, in the 19th century. Bridge Inn landlord, Will Ritson, who was legendary for telling tall tales, and people would gather and listen to his tall tales at a small pub in northwestern England. So they say anyone can take part in the competition, sort of, because how would you do that? And I guess lawyers, politicians are banned because they get an unfair advantage. Do you love that? Sorry, if you're a lawyer or politician, you cannot participate. They say a study published in the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior found that nearly all lies are detectable through visible facial muscle reactions in the person telling the lie. So if you're a good liar, you have to be good at covering that sign. You have to be able to cover it so that nobody can recognize it. They can't detect it. I don't know. But I think it'd be pretty tough. I have too many tells. I don't think I'd be very good at it. In 2006, comedian Sue Perkins became the first female to win the competition. She told a tale about people riding camels to work as a result of climate change. Last year's winner was Glenn Boylan, who told a lie about competing in a snail racing competition with Prince Charles. I don't know. How do you come up with these lies that are going to win somebody over? Would you believe that someone was riding camels to work because of climate change? I don't know. Maybe you'd have to be there. It'd have to be on how they sold it, which was the point of the World's Biggest Liar contest, the whole facial recognition thing, and watching the giveaways, the tells, so you could look at somebody and immediately know. I think they need to hold this contest in Washington, D.C., and include the politicians. What do you think? Let them take part in it, and let's see how they do. If any of them come up for air, how about that? I think it would be interesting, and I wonder who in America, if we had a contest, would be crowned the biggest liar in America? See, it's all about spin. The polite way to say it is that Washington is all about spin, but really spin is lies, is what we're saying. So it's a little bit deeper than that. We'll have to have a biggest liar on America tonight contest and see what we can come up with.
I'll
there.
Automatically win.
Because you're the biggest liar. I don't know. You might get some stiff competition. I can think of a few people that could give you a run for your money, Matt. Time for the weekly re-rack. We have great conversations with Mike Bonacorsi. And if you've never heard Michael, you need to hear him. It's a real treat. He's all about getting you ready for retirement. And I think he's the best in the biz. He cuts through the nonsense and tells you what you need to do next.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Each and every month we catch up with our pal Mike Bonacorsi. He gets us retirement ready. In fact, the name of his book, and it's an excellent read. If you read this book, I guarantee you will get yourself in the right mode to be ready for the things you need to do. It's an easy read. It is great. And it's called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. Mike is about those goals. And it's interesting because before we jumped on the air, he's in our virtual green room, and normally we would pump him with donuts and all kinds of crummy, sugary things, but this is a guy who's really in good shape. In fact, he just ran a marathon. It was on his bucket list, and that's the kind of things he tells you to think about. Mike, so you did you always want to do this deal of running that many miles?
You know something? I started running, Kate, about 4 years ago in earnest. I always ran a little bit to work out. I've always worked out all my life, and I started running in earnest about 4 years ago. I had throat cancer, and my recovery, I just wasn't making the gains lifting weights, and I wanted something different. So I started running, and I said, well, I'll be happy running fives and tens if I could get to that point. And then 1 year I ran a half. And then this year, I ran a couple of halves at the beginning of the year, and the marathon was coming up, And I said, you know, I'd really like to do a marathon before I turn 60 years old. I'm 58 years old. I want to do at least one, and then I'll decide afterwards if I want to do others. So I made it my plan, part of my plan, to get out there and run it. It was a lot of prep. You know, my wife Karen will tell you, we'd go on vacation, and first thing I'd have to do is schedule my runs.
Ooh, what was that like? What was it like when you crossed the finish line?
Oh, I got to tell you something. I was so happy. It was. I really struggled in the last 5 miles. My hips were hurting me. I was limping. And all I wanted to do was get through it. And I turned onto the main street. And I've got to tell you, I'm not a fast runner. You know, the crowd had already gone. There was still a bunch of us out on the course. But, you know, all the big runners had been in. The big group had been in. And I came running down, and I saw my wife, and I saw my granddaughter, and I saw my my nieces and my stepdaughter on the side of it, and I just felt fantastic. They were all cheering for me. They came out, and they ran the last 100 yards or so with me. It was absolutely fantastic.
I love it. I love it. Congratulations. Good for you. And it goes along with what we say. It's what you say in the book. Know what you want to do when you retire. What are your goals, even for recreational things or goals that you want to do athletically, like the one that you just did, or traveling somewhere, whatever it is, and really prepare yourself for that, right?
Absolutely. That, you know, create that bucket list. Don't laugh at the people that have bucket lists. They're the people that are out there enjoying life.
Yeah.
Get out there, create that bucket list. Even if you don't hit them all, do what you can, do as many of them as you can. Push yourself a little bit. You know, just because you're 50 or 60 or even 70 years old, it doesn't mean it's time to slow down.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a bunch of burning questions always about retirement accounts, and I think there's always a lot of confusion with that with people. I'm preaching to the choir with you. Here's a big question, and this is one that I think really baffles people because they're not sure about it. When can they actually take their money from their retirement accounts?
You know, this is a great question, Kate, and it's so timely because we're getting towards the end of the year, and people who have traditional IRAs, traditional retirement plans, not Roth, because a Roth don't require a distribution, but people who have a traditional plan or IRA have to start taking money out of their account at age 70 and a half. And that's a requirement. You have to start taking it the year that you turn 70 and a half or the first year only. You could defer it until April 1st of the following year. But then you have to take two distributions out. Now, in 2009, we got a waiver on RMDs. Nobody was required to take them out. And it started causing some confusion in 2010 because people really weren't paying attention to the fact that it came back into being. But it's required that you take it out. If you don't take that minimum distribution out, the required minimum distribution, you can pay a penalty of 50% of the undistributed amount, which means that if you had a requirement to take out $5,000 as part of your required minimum distribution, you'd have to take out the $5,000, plus they could fine you another $2,500 on top of that. So this is an important thing you want to make sure that you cover by December 31st. It also speaks volumes for a number of things. Number one, you want to make sure that you know where your accounts are. Don't forget about that little IRA that you have in a bank somewhere or a 401k that you left at a former employer. These are the things that will trip people up. You want to make sure you know where your accounts are. I'm a big believer in consolidating these accounts just for this purpose only. That's a big fine that you could get hit with.
Yeah. Speaking of fines and money, that's the other question. You know, taxes are a dirty word, Mike.
Yeah.
So how are you going to be taxed, and on what accounts would you actually pay the tax? That's also confusing.
Okay. When you take money out of these IRAs at 70 and a half or 401ks, you're going to pay income tax on them. Now, it's one thing you want to remember is that the amount that you take out is added to your income, and you're going to pay whatever your income tax rate is for that year. There is no special income tax rate. So for everybody is going to be different. If you make $15,000 a year and you take income tax, you take a distribution from your IRA, you're going to pay income tax on whatever that tax rate is. It's going to be a large difference than from the person that makes $100,000 a year and takes money out of their IRA. So everybody's going to pay a different rate. It's whatever your taxable rate is, and that's how much money you're going to be paying on taxes.
And then going along that same route, because people are talking about tax loopholes and what's closing and how much you can it's always about what can you write off, especially when you have these businesses. And charity is a big deal, because whether you give a lot to charity or maybe you don't realize what you give to charity when you go and you get the slip from turning clothes into the Salvation Army, and then, oh, yeah, you gave money for something else and you bought some things here at a charity auction. But the other part is, can you still gift to a charity directly from your IRA?
Yeah, that's another great question, Kate. Back at the end of last year, they stopped that that process. You used to be able to send money directly from your IRA up to $100,000 directly to a charity. Now, what this did was, number one, it allowed you to take your required minimum distribution but not report it as income, because basically it was a wash. You were giving it to a charity. You got the charity, you got the deduction of the taxes, and you didn't have to pay the taxes on top of it. It was a wash. Now, however, what you have to do is you have to take that distribution out. You're going to report it as income, and then if you make that charitable deduction again, you'll make that deduction to a charity and take, or you make that contribution to a charity and take a deduction. Now, part of the issue is here is that when you could do it all in one step, it actually kept your income tax rate down, because you didn't report that deduction as income. Now, however, because you're taking that distribution from your IRA, you report it as income, so now it could boost you if your minimum distribution is high enough. It could actually put you into a higher tax bracket. And this could have some bearing on the amounts of premiums you pay for Medicare, and also whether or not your Social Security, how much of your Social Security is taxed. If you're in a higher tax bracket, you may be paying taxes on 85% of your Social Security. Medicare now has a sliding scale as far as how much you pay for your Part B premium. So it could create a couple of snafus for some people that are taking that distribution rather than actually sliding it directly over to the charity and avoiding declaring it as income.
Yeah. Mike, I'll say this because you do this for a living, but I truly believe this is the right road to go. When you're confused, you really got to go see a certified financial planner. I think that's the best route. So many people try to just kill their brain and overload it with the things that they pick up and they read here and they read there. I don't mean your book. I mean when they are picking things off the internet, little things off of business sites, and they get so bloody confused that in the end they do the wrong thing. I bet you've had a lot of clients that have come in and had to be unraveled.
Oh, absolutely. There is a ton of information overload out there.
Yep.
People try to learn it all. Kate, I've been in the business over 20 years, and I learn something new every day. Things change so fast. So I think it's always critical to sit down, find the person that's the expert. And, I talk about taxes in general. I'm not a tax preparer. I'm not a tax expert. When I have a client that comes in that wants information more than a concept, I send them right to CPAs that I deal with. They're the experts. And, when I have people that have real specific estate planning questions, I send them right to attorneys that I work with. And for people who have financial planning questions or trying to work with that plan, they send them to me, because you really have to talk to the expert. I certainly wouldn't try and diagnose my health.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I've been there. I've done it, so I know. And then I realize, oh, well, yep, I guess all that stuff that I was gathering is just going to gather dust because I need to go to a pro. Mike, you're a pro, and it's always so fun to talk to you. We're going to do it again in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Kate. And if I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
All right, you too. Michael, thanks so much, and congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thank you now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Manning looks like he feels like they're going to blitz. Five-man rush. It's picked up. Peyton pumps once. Now throws. Pass caught by Decker. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Decker to the touch, to the end zone. Touchdown.
Sanchez takes the snap. Drops back. Pumps once. Looks downfield. Fires a bomb. Right side. At the pylon. Caught. Chad Schillings. Touchdown. The pump fake on the bubble screen worked perfectly. Mark Sanchez sucked the coverage up towards the line. Schillings ran a go route. Sanchez with a perfect pass. And the Jets do indeed get a desperately needed touchdown. And they've got the lead.
Straight back Palmer.
Throwing in this one is going to be intercepted by Malcolm Jenkins. On his feet. Back to the 40. 35 down the far side. 920. Still on his feet. Palmer black to the turf. And it's going to be a touchdown return by Malcolm Jenkins.
The Ravens 40. Fields it cleanly at the number. Shoots one man. 45-50. Steelers territory 40. He's got an alley. 35-30. Heading to the far corner. 20. One man to beat 10. Jacoby Jones jumping again. Touchdown Ravens.
Next to Rodgers.
Tampa Bay has won the football game.
John in the gun. Throws it right side. Wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. The Texans win it. Andre Johnson, 48 yards. My goodness. Houston wins in overtime.
Yeah, for some it felt like that. A long, long day, but a lot of close games. Games that came down to the wire. Three overtime games. How about Peyton Manning throws three touchdowns. The Broncos with a big 30-23 win. You had the Cowboys who beat the Browns, and they should have really pummeled them. It was in their own house. They almost lost it. It was a crazy finish in overtime, 23-20. Brady once again, in a, what looked like it was going to be a really good game in the beginning, just completely outplays Andrew Luck, and the Patriots rout the Colts 59-24. And then you had the Texans and Jacksonville. Jacksonville 1-8, the Texans 8-1. So you would think they would have thumped them, and they weren't. Jacksonville was leading in the big chunk of this game almost all the way through. And in the end, Houston ended up with the win. There was another overtime thing, 43-37. The Ravens, in a boring Sunday night game because there wasn't much scoring here, they shut down the Steelers, but barely. 13-10 was the final score. There were a couple of other blowouts. Washington blew out Philadelphia, and Green Bay ended up winning their game over Detroit. And that, in the beginning, that was looking like that might be a much closer affair. And actually, most of the way through, it was pretty nip and tuck. So it was another crazy week in the NFL. I am in a couple of different fantasy leagues. Just I'll throw that out there for your information, and because we do nail the score. And Matt Johnson also is in a fantasy league. I had a great week, and Matt says he had a good week too. Right, Matt?
Yep. Was able to pull out a victory again this week and kept my very slim playoff hopes alive. I think I have to win out. If I get one more loss, I think it's season's over, and I got to play for the toilet bowl. So.
Oh, but at least you're alive for now.
But that's the way our league works. We have a 10-man league, and the top six teams make the playoffs, and the bottom four play for the toilet bowl. And the point is to actually, you know, like, if you lose the game, then you advance, and then whoever, like, keeps losing, you got to buy all the snacks and food for the draft party the next year.
Oh, that seems pretty fair to me. I like that idea. Yep, so I had a good week. I cleared the board, and we'll see if mine. I still have to wait on one last game. And our Nail the Score game this past week, and the reason why we bring this up, is San Francisco and Chicago. So Bears or the 49ers, we'll see if anyone ends up nailing the score this time around. And then we'll do it again for week 12, a change in the day because of Thanksgiving holiday. So if you want to participate, it's so much fun. It's only for three segments, and we'll do it on our Tuesday into Wednesday show. All you have to do is, once the game of the week is announced, pick who you think is going to be the winner and what do you think the final score is going to be. I mean, how many people, if we had had New England and Indy, would have thought, oh, yeah, the Patriots win this 59-24? Or how many people would have said, well, you know what, you look at Cincinnati and Kansas City, and Cincinnati's going to blow out Kansas City, and in the end that's going to be 28-6. Yes, you might have thought Cincinnati would win, but would you have picked that score? And the Jets really have been an erratic team. They win, they needed to win, and they should have beaten St. Louis. They did, 27-13. And then the really interesting game, I think, of the week, in the beginning anyway of the day, had to have been this Arizona-Atlanta game. A lot of people thinking that Arizona was going to win, and Atlanta has just been on such a roll, and they keep that roll going. Atlanta beating Arizona in the end, but it was a tight finish, 23-19. So it would have been strange picking that score. It's it's hard to predict what will happen in the NFL, which is, I guess, why all the prognosticators who have these great winning percentages and brag about how many games they get right are able to get you money in Las Vegas, because people are looking for some kind of an edge to what's happening in the NFL. I got to mention this here as we're heading down the final stretch, straightaway, if you will, of this Hour of America tonight. You know, the final Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 came out this past week, and we do our cheap movie reviews on our Friday morning show. 144 million plus. Wow. 144 million plus. It's crazy. Blown away. All kinds of box office records. And this is just the first weekend. So we're heading into a holiday weekend. You would assume that there'll be even more money in the end for that vampire meets werewolf, you know, series that just took off. Vampires and zombies and whatever, that they're going through that cyclical period where they're popular again, and a lot of teenagers like that genre. So the timing was right for the whole Twilight film thing, and they're going to end with a bang, just like Harry Potter, in a different way, but Harry Potter, the magic, all that stuff, they ended in a bang. And Twilight ends in a bang, definitely. All right, and we're ending the show with this one thing about Benghazi. What a wild turn that is, huh? Republicans are saying that, look, Susan Rice has to testify on Benghazi. And some people feel like she's getting beaten up, and she shouldn't be. She's the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. But, hey, she's being considered as a possible replacement for Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. So let's see what she's made of testifying before Congress on her remarks after the September attack that killed the American envoy to Benghazi that included Ambassador Stevens. Let's see what she's made of. I say, why not? Let her go through it. Whether or not this, she really, should she be the target? Who cares? Not really. It should be what was the talking points for the administration. But if she wants to step into the frying pan, let her step into the frying pan. McCain, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham are not backing down on their promise to oppose any attempt by President Obama to put Rice into a cabinet position that would require Senate confirmation. They're not going to back her up at all. No way. So she's going to have to testify at some point. Might be a closed door hearing or an open hearing, and they're going to have an open one too. So might as well be the open one, just get it over with and hear what they have to say. Just give us the narrative, tell us what happened, and just leave it at that. Just here's what happened, A to B, like a story, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and be done with it, for goodness sake.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
You can take the endorsement and shove it.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.